This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Let's talk DC Comics, shall we?
Okay, I guess.
Unless you want to talk Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, or...
Nah, I didn't read that. Am I supposed to be reading that? Is that any good?
No, I don't think so. Maybe your boys might like it, because that's where it's geared to, but...
Oh, okay.
Well, I think so. Other people debate that or not, but if they get in the Scholastic book order, then what does that tell you?
Oh, really? My kid's going to have a book fair in a couple weeks, so maybe I'll pick that up for him.
There you go.
So, Batgirl, huh?
Yeah.
You read Batgirl?
I did.
I enjoy it, as always.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you said, it's one of those guilty pleasure books.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I like, yeah, it's interesting to see how she's going about doing things, because, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But I like how, you know, she pretty much stopped, I'm forgetting his name, Penguin's son.
I'm totally
blanking on his name. Yep. How she stopped him by going into the dead zone in the park. That she's like, oh, I never have a connection here. She's like, oh, I'll go there. And everybody's just like standing around like, why is this weirdo standing with a helmet?
Right.
You know, or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's typical Batgirl, but it's fun. And again, like I really enjoy the style of the book.
Yeah, the art's gaining on me. Like, I didn't like it, like, at first.
Right.
But I think that, like, I wasn't enjoying the book as much at first, you know? And so now I'm, like, enjoying it, and the art's still just okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it would, I mean, it's, I mean, I like scratchy stuff, but this, it fits the tone of the book, I guess, now more than maybe at the beginning.
I can see that. What do you think's going to happen with Penguin and his son in the future?
You mean like down the road?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're going to go in a different direction for a little bit.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, like at the end, he kind of stole him from the hospital.
Yeah. See, we kind of knew that when we got introduced to him that he would be a bad guy anyways. Right?
Yeah.
But I was kind of hoping that they'd go the other way. And keep him a good guy for a little bit, at least a year or two.
Right, instead of like two issues.
Yeah, right. And so that way, like when he did do the dramatic turn, even if it was like built up, like that was his whole plan, was he was evil the whole time, and he did the dramatic baby face to heel type thing.
Right.
That, it would be great and more impactful, I guess. But now I just hope they differentiate him from Penguin more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want him to just be Penguin's son. I want him to make his own stamp. And
well, I think he will, in that the Penguin is like an old school bad guy.
Mobster style?
Yeah, like, I mean, he kind of reminds me sometimes of the old, like, silent movie bad guys. He's just going to put the cape over his face and kind of laugh and sneak off and do something dastardly.
Really?
But, you know, you have his son, who's this, like, technological genius.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. Like, I'm curious to see if he's going to kind of take his father in a modern direction, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Because see, I guess I don't see him as that type of villain per se. More like the old timey wimey mobster she type. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like the crime boss style, as to where his son could be like you said, the new high tech crime boss style.
Yeah.
That would be a cooler dynamic, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see the Penguin wearing some crazy mind control suit or something.
Mad Hatter style?
Yeah, it would just be amusing.
Yeah. I don't know, because, you know, if the position gets threatened, then Penguin's going to turn on him.
Right.
So you got to level the playing field for a while. And maybe his son's smart enough that he knows that. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of holding back a little bit. But we'll see.
But I think along the same lines, it'll be interesting to see, you know, because obviously, you know, Penguin never really cared about his kid. And now he sees there's some minor use for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's going to take him under. But I'm interested to see if once he gets, you know, I mean, I don't think his son, and I can't remember his name for the life of me. If once he gets what he wants out of him, mm-hmm. and he turns back, you know, against him.
Yeah.
I think that's when you see the kid's redemption arc. And that maybe he really isn't a bad guy. And, you know, that finally getting used and abused by his father is what pushes him towards good, even though, you know, at that point he'll probably get arrested for all the horrible things he's done already.
Yeah, but I can see what you're saying, though, that redemption arc. Yeah. Like, I just hope it's not like one of those sacrifice himself.
Oh, come on. Those are the best.
Julian, right?
We haven't seen one of those stories in years.
Is that what his name is?
Who?
Julian.
Julian Cobblepot? Maybe. I don't remember.
I'm looking up here.
Blank.
No, that's not it. Anyways.
Ethan,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Ethan Cobblepot.
There it is. Knew it would come to me at some point.
Where the hell did I get Julian from?
I don't know. Maybe you've been listening to Beatles kids music.
He's a hipster.
Yeah. You know, I enjoy this book every week. Or every issue.
Right.
And it's not something I was expecting. And it's been very slowly creeping up my list of favorite reads.
Mm-hmm.
That this one, I jumped it when I was reading. I read this second this week.
Really?
Out of everything, yeah.
Now, is that best book to I'm gonna barely get through this list?
What I've been doing recently, I had been just going alphabetically, but this week I was like, you know, I want to read Deathstroke because I want to read the next part of the crossover with the Titans and the Teen Titans,
right?
And then I was looking at what else came out, and I was like, I've been kind of bored with Action. I've been kind of bored with Detective. You know, I know Hal Jordan's going to be good, so I want to finish up on that one. Mm-hmm. So that, like, at least I finish something strong. And I was like, Batman Beyond's okay. It's, you know, it's good, but it's not great.
Right.
So I'll kind of hold off on that. And I was like, you know what? I really like Batgirl. So I skipped right into Batgirl.
So you're kind of sandwiching it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I used to read stuff. I would always, whatever I wanted to read the most, I'd read first, and then I'd kind of read like some okay stuff. Then I'd read some terrible garbage, and then I would finish up on like a couple books I really enjoyed again.
Right.
Just, you know, so that by the end I wasn't reading just like all of the stuff that I didn't like. Because then, you know, what's my motivation to finish reading those books?
Yeah, I was just curious because, like, sometimes I'll read them in order, like you said, like alphabetically. Sometimes I'll just mood read.
Yeah.
But if I mood read, it's more like that, you know, more like I'll finish with something strong usually.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's DC and sometimes it's not.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, because I read so many things.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I try and read the DC stuff first.
Yeah.
Just because we never know when we're going to record.
Right.
But sometimes, like, if I read a couple books that I'm just like, bleh, in a row,
mm-hmm.
I definitely jump over to something else that,
yeah.
You know, that I know I'll really, really enjoy.
A different DC book or a different company book?
Yeah, probably a different company book, because I want to hold off on the other DC stuff I really like for when I get back to, just in case I need another palate cleanser.
You okay. Know? Yeah.
That, I'm trying to think. Like this week, I don't even remember what else came out. Yeah, like I think I jumped over to like Exo Manowar, and then I read a couple Image things. I don't remember what. Maybe I think Deadly Class came out this week.
Ringside. So, do you read the Ringside?
I do. I haven't read that one yet. I haven't read the new issue. But yeah, I mean, there's so much stuff, and I'm not gonna, you know, that's why I didn't read, what was it, Blue Beetle, right? Or
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Justice League of America. Yeah, Justice League of America. And Suicide Squad, I haven't jumped back onto yet.
Right.
I think I'm just going to wait for the first trade to be out after JRJR's gone. Which, I think he's off it now, right? Or is he still on it?
I didn't get to read this one, but okay. I can look real quick and see if he is on this one. I thought last issue was his last one.
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Was it issue 18?
I believe so. And Injustice. Have you kept up with that?
Injustice?
Yeah.
I didn't. There's one that came out today. I didn't read that one. But Injustice is, like, hands down one of my favorite comic books in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's pretty cool. I knew, like, when it first came out that you didn't like it because it was from Harley Quinn's perspective, right?
No. That was the sixth year of it, or volume, I guess. It came out.
And that one's already wrapped up?
Then there was year 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then instead of a year 6, it was, I think it was called Ground Zero or something, and that was kind of Harley-ish. And after like 2 issues, I stopped reading it. And I was like, well, it was a good run. And then they started Injustice 2 is now out. So it's back to being awesome.
Yeah. And JRJR is off of this, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so whenever that first volume comes up, I'll just grab that so I can read it again. So I was enjoying it a lot when it came out. Are they... They're not still doing the, like, the short main story and then kind of like a little origin type thing?
I didn't read this past week's and then the one before, so I'm too behind, so...
Have they been doing that with JRJR, or was that just a Jim Lee thing?
That was just a... now that you say that, I don't really... I think it was just a Jim Lee thing.
Oh, okay.
Until the crossover event. Like the Justice League versus Suicide Squad event.
Right.
But I can't say that 100%, so the listeners will tell us, I guess. I'll get hate tweet and be like, dude, you're a dumbass.
I mean, we do that anyway, but this will be...
Well, yeah.
You know, comics related, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be legit, at least.
Did you read Batman Beyond?
I did.
What are you thinking of Crazy Terry, psycho Batman suit?
I didn't mind it, really. I mean, but Batman Beyond, for me, it's like sitting down and watching a cartoon again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really want to see this animated.
Yeah. So this is like the next season that we never got for me.
Right. Yeah.
But what do you think? Is it still, I mean, is it fun? Is it one of those that you have to sludge through, or?
No, I don't have to sludge through this one anymore. Yeah, there, like, there were a couple issues where I was kind of on.
Right.
But, yeah, like, the last couple, I think. Like, once he got out of the whole thing with the Jokers, it started picking up again. And, you know, I'm enjoying it a lot, and I'm, you know, it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens now that, you know, Damian has shown up. So, you know, I mean, I was not expecting, I guess, when he was going to fight Ra's al Ghul, that, you know, it was going to be Damian. I just assumed it was going to be another 50 years older version of the same guy we're used to.
Right.
But, you know, older pissed off Damian is something I'm interested in.
Yeah. Now, is this about the same time, like, the old Batman 666, like, one of the first appearances of Damian? It's about in the same vein, right?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I know I read... I'm sure I've read it, I just don't remember it.
I was thinking so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it all kind of blurs together with a lot of other stuff I've read.
Okay.
But I don't know how deep this comic is going to get with, you know, what turned Damian.
Yeah,
but right. I'm curious to see where the story comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Like, it intrigues me because it's like almost alternate verse stuff.
Right.
I mean, I understand it's supposed to happen in the future, right? But at this point, until it's actually like linked with stuff that's going on now, like Rebirth style, mm-hmm. you can almost like set it off as like its own world, own thing.
Yeah. And
that's okay with me.
I'm also curious, like, how far into the future does this book take place? It's like 30, 40 years?
Yeah, which means in comic years it'd be 150 years, because Batman never grows old, so...
Yeah. No, but I mean, Bruce Wayne, figure like normal Bruce Wayne's probably in his, like, mid-30s.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So he looks like he's probably close to 70 or so in this series.
Yeah.
So that would mean Damian, who's like 12, would be, you know, like 50s.
Yeah.
Like, does he look 50s in that last picture, or does he look like he's about 25 years old?
Well, I mean, he's got his dad's genes, right?
I guess. But if that's the case, how come Bruce Wayne looks 70 instead of, you know, like, at 70, he should look about 40?
Well, maybe here
he's... I mean, I know there's the Lazarus Pits or whatever, but, like... Ra's still got older. You know, like, he looked like an older gentleman.
Well, maybe 70 looking Batman's actually 105.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, maybe this is 100 years in the future. Bruce Wayne is 130. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll explain it away with the Lazarus Pits being like, oh yeah, it keeps him young, but seriously.
But that's the whole thing, is like, if it was, an actual Rebirth title. I mean, I know it is technically a Rebirth title, but if it had more grounded connection, I guess, to what was happening currently in Rebirth, then...
Is your dog getting attacked by a chicken?
No, my daughter's coming in. Oh. And he's short, and he can't see. And then now he sees her, and he's like, okay. You have a small dog, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
But, like, if it was more grounded on what's currently happening in Rebirth right now, then... So the stuff that's happening right now, I just pay no attention and just enjoy it like it's the cartoon, like I was saying.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I mean, like...
I mean, if it was happening in, like, Deathstroke, say, or Action, or Superman, even, I'd be nitpicking the hell out of it, right?
Right.
With how old or young Jonathan looks compared to how young or old Clark looked, or whatever.
Yeah.
But...
This book, in a way, like, I kind of almost want to sit and let, like, 2, 3, 4 issues build up. So I could just read through a story in a time so that it feels like I'm watching an episode of the show.
Right.
You know, like I have a feeling part of why I lose interest is like almost the TV syndrome. Like you read an issue and then it's a commercial break.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, I'm just going to get up and grab myself a drink or something. And then, you know, on your way back, your wife stops you and you're talking and then you're like, oh, I got to do this. And then you come back and the show's over and you're just like, oh, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
You know?
Yep. I think that's the reason why I'm like behind on so many seasons of different things today.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, do I really want to watch this or do I want to do something different? And then something different gets chosen for me. So.
Yeah, but then you get the DVD sets of the seasons of Batman Beyond, and then you can just sit and watch an episode or 8 episodes without moving from your spot.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I like it. I mean, I would say for me, it's like a middle of the road book that it's never wowed me, but it's never been like a total disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, for me, it's. I would say it's one of those I know what I'm getting into type of books. Kind of like it ranges with Batgirl, say.
Right.
It's just a fun read, and I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's not really too meaty and hearty. It is what it is, and it's fun.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. Action Comics has finally sent me over the edge of fury.
Oh, yeah?
You know how I've been saying for a couple weeks that you have the Justice League, and like you'd think that members of the Justice League, when they get into ridiculous situations in their single, like, solo books, they would call in some help. I mean, it happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
But Superman is in a ridiculous situation. Completely ridiculous. Batman is there talking to him. And he's like, oh, well, let me get everybody else. And we will help you fight your way out of this ridiculous situation you're in. And Superman's like, nah, I got this. And he just flies off.
But I think that links back to like the 80s and early 90s Superman, though.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I hate about Superman.
Because it's more the... Well, Batman does the same thing.
Yeah, but Batman's cool.
Yeah, well, see? That's just like the DC versus Marvel movie thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, that's his pride character. I can take care of it. I don't need to put other people in jeopardy. Type thing.
Even though he always puts other people in jeopardy.
Well, you know, collateral damage happens.
You know, I mean, the stuff that I did enjoy about this issue was I liked, you know, Jonathan being angry that they have to move, or that they're moving to the city. You know, because obviously a 10, 11-year-old kid isn't going to understand everything. And also, right. You know, that their identities have been compromised. Mm-hmm. So we have to stay in this apartment for now, just so that, you know, everyone who's looking for us, they will have no idea that we're here. So now you're safe, and this is what's going to happen. I like that whole dynamic, but it's the whole thing with Batman. It's just like, come on, it's Batman. He's obviously better than you. So just let him do your job.
Yeah. I don't know. I see the things that you have the most problem with it is what I find refreshing in the old school Superman for me.
I mean, that could be, but I think it's probably why I didn't read a lot of old school Superman.
Well, yeah, I guess. You know,
because the Superman in Superman...
Yeah.
Asks for help. You know? He
sometimes.
But, I mean, like, how many times has Batman shown up in that series? Or, you know, like, any number of other things? You know?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the same thing. The argument's still there. Batman does the same thing.
But, again, Batman, awesome. Superman... Not awesome.
You say that, but...
it's true.
Is the Superman book better, or is the Batman book better? Okay, good. Next topic.
Okay, you got me there. But it doesn't have anything to do with the character.
Well, sure it does. That's why you read the book, right? It's for characters?
No. Nope.
And for the record, I like... both of them, so I was just throwing it in there.
Yeah, I know. This book, after the first arc, has been slowly trying to turn me off from reading this book.
From action.
Yeah, action. I like the one arc with the God Slayer guy.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable, and it brought me back into the series. But, I mean, after that ended, the last couple issues, I'm just like, all right. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll read it, but can it just be another issue of Superman? Because I would way rather read Superman.
I can see that. I don't know. I guess I can see where, for tone purposes, they're different. But yet the same. Which one? I guess this one would be like Superman Adventures, right? As to where it's more toned down, I guess.
Where it's more garbage I don't want to read? Yes. Absolutely.
Well.
And honestly, like, this issue was better than the last couple issues for me. But it's like the whole Boy Scout thing just really it just bothers me. You know, like in the Justice League fights, you know, Ted the Accountant, and then like in Superman, it's like Superman fights every single villain he's ever fought in the history of anything by himself. And it's just kind of meh.
I can see that, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I enjoy things, you hate things, so.
I enjoy things. I just don't enjoy bad things.
Well, this isn't bad.
This is
like, okay, like, from a scale from Green Lanterns to Deathstroke, where is this book at?
Jeez. I mean, it's not as bad as Green Lanterns, but it's not much better. I would say it's probably like two steps above Green Lanterns for me.
So about seven then.
No, that's like three.
See, because like for me, like Green Lanterns is actually pretty good. So it's like middle of the road five-ish.
Right, but if we can agree that Deathstroke is like a 14.
Oh yeah, it's top of the line.
This is a three, maybe four. You know.
Okay.
It would be a six in the Tokyo Dome.
Six stars.
Yeah. Yeah, but like honestly, that was the one book that I read this week that I was kind of like, oh, geez. Everything else that I read, I really enjoyed.
Oh, this one? The action one?
Yep. Yeah.
So you actually enjoyed Detective then?
Yeah, this was my favorite Detective issue in a few.
I was going to say, because you haven't been liking it as well either.
No, like, I mean, the bit with Orphan was better, but it's
still good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want Detective Comics to be Batman solving mysteries. I don't want it to be like a team up book where Batman like barely even features.
Well, dude, like a year ago, because it started a year ago, right?
Yeah.
That's what you were loving about it, though.
Right, but a year ago, Batman was still at the head, and he was kind of like, I need a team to do things, you know, that I can't do on my own, and to help do stuff, you know, and solve things and fix things. And now it's like, all right, here's two issues with the Orphan crying about not having a mom. Here's two issues about Batwoman crying that she has a bad relationship with her father. You know, here's an issue with spoiler there. She's complaining that she has no relationship with her father. Here, you know, it's like every, you know, like since the Monster Man, it's not been the same book.
I disagree. Circle gets a square.
you can't give squares. That's not how it works.
This
first of all, I didn't hear you call Gilbert Gottfried.
I don't know. Like, once we got past the two Batwoman centric backdoor pilot issues for her own series that was heavy on dialogue, and when I say heavy, I'm talking like Encyclopedia Britannica heavy.
Oh, man, you're whipping out all the age references.
And then, but then when it got back on track with the Orphan stuff, I loved it just as much as it had been. Like, for me, there's only been a handful of issues that have came out that I haven't enjoyed.
Right.
And so, like, this one for me would still rank up there in the seven issues, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, this issue, I really enjoyed. I liked, I like Spoiler as a character. And I like seeing, you know, now that she's sort of, I mean, not over Tim, but she's, like, back to being a normal person again.
Right.
In a way.
Yeah.
As
normal as you can be by putting on a bat suit.
Right. I like seeing how she's going about, you know, now she's figuring out how she's going to be her type of a hero.
Right.
And, you know, she doesn't want credit for anything. She doesn't even want people to know that she's there.
Yeah.
You know, like she was mad at herself that they saw her.
Yeah.
You know, and said next time you won't even know that I was here.
Right.
You know? So it's interesting to see her growth in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see where she goes from here.
So will she change her name?
No, I don't think so, because the name fits now more than ever, right?
Does it?
Well, I mean, because she's kind of spoiling people from doing bad things.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's better than going and hopping in front of them and telling them what's about to happen.
Yeah. I am Spoiler. Tonight's episode of Breaking Bad ends crazy.
Yeah. Jesse Pinkman gets blown up.
Yeah, I should, you know what? I think next year for Halloween, my oldest should go as Spoiler, because he just watches YouTube videos of who knows what and then tells me everything that's going to happen in like every movie and TV show.
Yep. I have a 16-year-old like that.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to know. He's like, oh, this part of Zelda, you're about to... I'm like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just let me play the game.
Well, I guess that means I can't tell you this part then, can I? Well, you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we go to see Force Awakens, and like a friend of his saw it the day before us. And he told him like everything that happened in the movie, because, you know, that's how 7-year-olds are.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're sitting on like waiting to walk into the theater, tickets in hand. And he's like, oh, Dad, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like everyone standing around us is like, what? Like, shut up.
Like he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, like he doesn't think anything of it.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know the heaviness of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there were definitely some people around us that were not happy online. But it's good stuff. So, yeah, he is my Spoiler.
Yeah.
But he is not this Spoiler, because as far as I know, he's not sneaking into places and stopping criminals.
That you know of.
That I know of. And he's also not that great with computers yet, so.
But he could be hiding that from you as well.
He could be, but then he looks at my computer and asks me where the space bar is. And I'm like,
the any really? Key?
Yeah.
Where's the any key?
Yeah. Thank you, Homer.
All right. What's book next, buddy?
I don't even want to talk Hal Jordan.
Sure.
I like Hal Jordan.
I like Robert Venditti.
Oh, no. That's not that happy.
What? No, I like it.
Why do you hate this book, Ronnie, and why are you wrong?
I don't hate this book. I just... for me, I don't know. I guess I'm just not into the characters as much as, like, you, per se, or whatever.
Okay.
So, like, for a heavy issue for you... of character development would just be like, oh, that's cool for me. If that makes sense.
Okay. Interesting. You are foolish. This book is awesome.
Well, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just... I don't know. I guess it's the space opera that I don't want, I guess. I don't know. No, that's not true either. Because some aspects of this is pretty awesome.
Right.
But it's always, like, we were talking, what books do we read? This is always middle for me.
Interesting.
And I can never read it when I'm about to go to bed.
Because it hypes you up so much with its awesomeness?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Does it scare you too much because there's aliens?
Yeah, but I have my little dog to keep me company.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this issue, it suffers from the one thing that drives me nuts about comic books. You have 2-3 issues in an arc building up to like this huge climax. Mm-hmm. And then you have one issue that has to get everything wrapped up. So the big climax always sort of seems anticlimactic at times.
And it just fizzles?
Like, in this issue, you know, I enjoyed this issue a lot, but I wish that his stopping, what's the guy's name, Sarko?
Yes.
That I wish it was a little longer than him just showing up and grabbing the gauntlet and breaking it so that he didn't have it in the future. You know, and then everything was kind of set right.
Yeah.
That, you know, instead of 2 issues of him fighting those, like, the emerald scorpion alien bug things, maybe spend a little less time with that and a little more time with him fighting the big guy or something.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know, that's my only issue that I have. And it happens so often in comic books in general, where it's like, we need to destroy this guy. And you're like, yes, that would be so awesome. And like 3 issues later, they still haven't done it. And then it's like page 17 of the last issue of the arc, and they're just getting to the guy. And you're like, oh, well, it's going to be one of those like 2-panel fights, and then it's wrap up.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was... Yeah, it has where it has... It seems like the last part just fizzles, kind of. It either fizzles and it's not what you want, or it just hurries up and ends.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a downer because, like, I enjoy this book so much that, you know, it's one of those... Every time you get to the end of an issue, mm-hmm. you're like, ah, I just wish there were 2 more pages. You know, something like that. That, just a little bit more. But, you know, I'm definitely interested in seeing where they go with Sarko being Kyle's son.
Yeah.
That, I mean, one, seeing him no longer as a White Lantern is weird mm-hmm. for me. Because mm-hmm. I've just gotten so used to it. And two, now seeing him as a Green Lantern who's gone through, like, crazy trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see where he goes from there. And if he tells Sorenik or, you know, what exactly is going to happen. You know, because the way they sort of left each other, they were going to go out on a date if they weren't dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the part that interests me the most about the book is Kyle's development, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I guess he was my Green Lantern. If you pick, like with Doctor Who, you know, right. Which doctor did you come up with and blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't matter. The answer is David Tennant.
Okay. But I would say that Kyle would be mine because that was about my time of actually, like, reading them for more than just story purposes, you know, like actually getting the meaning and the moral of each book type thing. And then plus you got to see Kyle grow up and become who he is now, basically. We watched him grow up, I guess. But the ultimate question is, do you think that... What's the guy's name? Sarko?
Sarko, yeah.
So do you think they play Sarko Polo in outer space?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I mean, I thought you were going to ask, like, a Colin Baker question or something, but...
Yeah, well, no. And you're wrong. It's Tom Baker. That's the answer. That's the Dr. Who question, yes.
I preferred Colin over Tom.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just like most things DC-related, you're wrong. But I can see that, because one's a grumpy old man.
Yeah. Yes, I did. What was it? Tom was 4, Colin was 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think the reason why is because the first one I saw was Colin. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So that would be your doctor then?
No, because then many years later, David Tennant took over and goddamn, he was perfect in that role.
Well, I'm not arguing with you there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I like this book. And I was talking to Venditti the other day on Twitter because he didn't realize that I read DC stuff. He thought I was all Valiant. And I was like, no, you are wrong, sir. But, yeah, it's good. You know, and again, he crafts... You know, very intricate stories with a lot of different parts.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, there was a, you know, I think that's part of the other reason why, you know, quick wrap-ups kind of bug me.
Because he has, yeah.
there are so many things going on with different characters, and it just, you know, I want him to write like 12 books a month so that, you know, he can cover everything.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. I think he crafts the story so much that I hate to see it like fizzle out on the climax part of it.
Yeah. I think the only thing left to talk about is Deathstroke.
Yep. I think you're right.
Last week because
we are bad and we didn't read Women Hate, we are Women Hate, He-Man Woman Hater Club, and we didn't read Wonder Woman.
Seriously, I just spaced on the fact that it came out and I forgot to read it until I realized it right before we recorded. Yeah. I'm like looking through the books and I was like, oh, why is this? I never read this book.
Yep.
So, we didn't talk at all last time about the first couple parts of the Lazarus contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we could cover, because honestly, I don't remember what happened in which issue.
Mm-hmm.
But we could cover like the first three parts of the Lazarus contract if you'd like.
That's fun. We can just, because this was part three, right?
Three.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it started in Titans, I think, and then went to Teen Titans, right? Because it started with redheaded Wally.
Yes.
And then went to Kid Wally, and now it's Deathstroke.
No, it's Deathstroke, right.
What I liked about the Deathstroke issue is that even though it was part of the crossover, it felt very much like part of the crossover, but it was still written like a Deathstroke issue, where it had, you know, the different chapters, and it was jumping a bit, you know, between characters and locations. And I thought that was fantastic, because a lot of times DC is, you know, when they do their different, you know, event, like little crossover things.
Yeah.
It always seems like they try and make everything sort of uniform. You know, like when, you know, like Night of the Monster Men, for example.
Right, yeah.
I couldn't tell you what was happening in which series. You know, like it felt like just one continuous story.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked about this is each of the issues, even though there were a lot of extra characters, and it was a greater story that they were telling, it still felt like an issue of Deathstroke, or an issue of Titans, or an issue of Teen Titans.
Yep, I could see that. So it's still one cohesive overall story, but each story is its own thing.
Right.
Or could stand on its own, basically.
I don't know about standing on its own, but I mean, I definitely think, I mean, obviously you have to read them in order of this, you know, intended.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I think someone who's just reading Teen Titans and not the other books, if they weren't going to pick up the other thing, I don't think that they would be pissed off reading a weirdly disjointed bit of another story.
Right, yeah, good call.
So.
The art was a little bit weird for me in this issue. Like, not up to par.
In Deathstroke?
Yeah.
Who, it was still, I don't even know who does the art.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not the same guy. I'm just saying there's a couple of parts that, I don't know, it didn't look like the same thing overall.
Do you think it's because, oh, you know what? I'm looking at one scene of Robin right now. And yeah, it does not look.
Is it the same one I'm seeing?
The top corner when he's standing kind of like in front of the window with the two batons?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you see Slate's arm and the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? I didn't even notice that when I was first reading it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know if it looks rushed or it just doesn't look like the art that we're used to in this.
Yeah.
In this book.
I can see that.
And this,
another,
this, well, it just, it doesn't, because this is supposed to be Damien, right?
That? No, wasn't that...
Oh, yeah.
Tim.
That's Tim.
Not Tim, Dick.
Dick, yeah.
Yeah, because it was... I don't think it showed when, but it was...
Yeah. It was the flashback scene, you're right.
Right.
Because I'm just going over it, yeah.
Yeah, because he's making fun of him for being, like, too old to be in a Robin costume.
Right, yeah.
But the thing I enjoy the most about this story is I'm liking seeing the two different Titans groups together, seeing how, you know, the two Flashes or the two, you know, I guess Aqualads or the two, you know, like Starfire and Donna Troy.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying seeing how they are kind of interacting with their, not their opposite, but
except for Raven,
their equivalent. What do you mean?
Raven doesn't have an opposite.
Isn't Omen?
Well, in that picture, like, are you talking about the main splash page picture that has them all?
No, I'm saying like in the series in general.
Oh,
like
yeah.
In the three issues, like I'm liking, you know, with Aqualad, the guy's like, "Who are you? Are you from Atlantis?"
Right.
I've never seen. He goes, "Oh, that's, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out." And he's like, "Oh, well, I'll help you when we're done." And
right,
you know, just like that kind of stuff. It's it's kind of interesting.
The camaraderie.
Yeah. What's his name? Tempest, right?
Tempest, yes. Yeah, and then Jackson Hyde.
Yeah, and I think seeing Nightwing and Robin together is always fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Nightwing and Damian. Robin.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, I like Deathstroke is in this, the Rebirth Deathstroke is so good that I'm like, I'm finding myself caring about him going back in time to get his son.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, how he uses the Flash, the two different Flashes where old Wally's not going to help him, but young Wally mistakenly just uses his powers kind of around him.
Yep.
And Deathstroke steals them.
Yeah.
It appears.
Yeah.
And now the scene with him and old Wally, when he's like, yeah, you know, you have speed, but when you're fighting someone who also has speed, what can you do? Like, I'm a trained killer.
Right.
And I have speed. And Wally's just like, and then he just takes off running. You know, I mean, it's true. What chance did he stand in the hand-to-hand fight against Deathstroke?
Yeah, none. I mean, yeah. Yeah. This is the cream of the crop.
Yes, sir.
It rises to the top every time.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I was going to go with a House of Pain lyric there, but, you know, I figured I would stop and let them do it and... Me not. So that's it. We survived another week of Rebirthically.
Did we?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Except for we failed this episode.
Yeah, pretty much. But I'm confused.
Well, nothing new, really.
It said at the end of Deathstroke...
Yeah.
It says next week the Teen Titans Annual is the conclusion. But I didn't see that the Teen Titans Annual was out this week. I'll have to look again later.
This coming week?
Yeah, because it's the fifth week, so this would be Annuals week, right?
Well, that would only make sense that the Teen Titans Annual comes out that week.
Yeah, I saw Trinity, I think, has one. I think Wonder Woman has one, that's it. But I guess it would have to be. There's a Teen Titans one also.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, at the end of Deathstroke, he finds Grant. And let's see what happens. I'm pretty sure that he's going to end up dying again.
Yeah. I'd say that's a safe bet.
Or, you know, he just kind of fades away.
Yep.
Or something. Or it turns out that he's not really Grant.
Oh, dun dun dun.
It's Bruce Wayne in disguise.
And then next week we will have our fifth week guest.
Yeah, I think so. He said
whoever that is.
Yeah.
Whoever we can grab and snag.
Don Knotts.
Oh, he would be a good one.
I think so. We could talk about all the weird old Scooby-Doo movies that he used to guest on.
Yeah. Or Batman. Or we can get Adam West.
Yeah. He's probably too busy.
Yeah.
Looking at himself in a mirror.
Yes. Being the mayor of
Quahog.
Quahog, yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else?
I do not, sir.
Okay. I don't either. So I guess that would be an episode, right?
Sounds about right.
Cool. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Rebirthically. If you would like to get in touch with us, you could tweet me directly at Aaron S. Bell. You could tweet Ronnie directly at RonBar316. You can tweet the show directly at NL Rebirthically. You can email the show at rebirthically@gmail.com. Sounds like I say a lot of ats there. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's all or something.
And stuff.
Yeah, that's all and stuff.